There's a good chance that even some members of the millennial generation do not quite realize this about themselves. They're big readers, more so than their elders. A recent Pew study found that younger people are more likely to have read a book in the past year than Americans over the age of 30. We report this as part of our series called The New Boom. The finding flies in the face of a popular critique of millennials that all they consume is the internet, listicles, parodies, memes, quizzes. Well, it turns out the two are not mutually exclusive. Vermont Public Radio's Angela Evansy spent time in a corner of the web where members of her generation are making viral content that is bookish.
When Kanye West released Bound 2 last year, the music video, with Kim Kardashian doing a lot of blinking and bouncing on a motorcycle, became instant fodder for parody. I know you're tired. South Park, Saturday Night Live, but you might have missed this one. Your eyes get tired from reading a good book on a Saturday night. Hardcover Bound 2, created by Annabelle Quesada and Lachey Delaney. In place of rhymes about Kim, lines about books.
Uh-huh, honey.
Met my book club on a Wednesday. Brave New World put me in a frenzy.
Quesada and Delaney's first spoof was of this song by Kanye and Jay-Z. So I ball so hard, my wanna find me. It all started when Delaney tweeted, "Read so hard, librarians trying to find me."
I tweeted that and fell asleep.
At the time, Lachey Delaney lived in New York, where she got her MFA and taught English.
And I feel like a day later, Annabelle had texted me and said, "I have lyrics, let's shoot a video."
Read so hard, librarians trying to find me. They can't identify me. Checked in with a pseudonym, so I guess you could say I'm Mark Twaining.
You know, we were bookifying everything.
Annabelle Quesada is a freelance filmmaker. She lives in Brooklyn.
So, as an example, Jay-Z shouts out all these basketball players. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. We shout out writers.
Burroughs, Golding, Shakespeare, all dead.
Quesada and Delaney aren't the only ones making smart internet content disguised as the more frivolous stuff that floats through our feeds. For the website The Millions, Janet Potter rewrote the titles of classic novels as clickbait headlines.
So, for example, you would see the cover of Moby Dick, but we've taken out the headline that would say Moby Dick, and instead it says, "They told him white whales were impossible to hunt." That's when he went literally crazy. That's actually my favorite.
Potter says content like this appeals to a certain kind of audience.
I think the people who get this post have one foot in both worlds. Who are, you know, well-read, very literate, but also are very familiar with today's internet.
These are the people who got in on the hashtag hipster books, created by Grand Central Publishing, and tweeted Remembrance of Things Pabst and The Selfie of Dorian Gray. They're the ones who could decipher the first lines of novels that Slate recently spelled out in emojis, those colorful little icons.
Is it going to get me kicked out of the studio if I say that along with listicles, millennials is my other least favorite word in the world?
That's Isaac Fitzgerald, the editor of BuzzFeed Books. BuzzFeed being the grand purveyor of listicles for millennials.
We don't do reviews so much as we want to be your friend who's like grabbing your sleeve and saying this is the book that you need to read.
Two parts literary pun names for your cat, one part contemporary writing. But Carl Taro Greenfeld is skeptical.
If the idea is that internet users are becoming more educated because they're reading listicles or some sort of BuzzFeed clickbait that is derived from literary content, I think that's a bit specious.
Earlier this year, Greenfeld wrote an op-ed for the New York Times called Faking Cultural Literacy. He says you don't, in fact, have to be well-read to get this stuff. And he worries that reading content derived from books might replace reading actual books.
Rather than encouraging one necessarily to go and investigate the primary source and actually read Jane Austen, I wonder if that's actually convincing people that, well, I don't need to read it because I can build some plausible version of thought about this subject without having to read it.
But if you ask Erica Okrent, the listicle itself is a literary form. Okrent is a linguist living in Chicago. She points out the listicle has a predictable structure, like a limerick or a haiku.
It happens to be most commonly used for dumbed-down distraction, but there's nothing about the fact of a list itself that makes that necessary.
People write poetry on Twitter, so why can't they write fiction in the form of lists? If you're despairing for the end of letters at this point, Isaac Fitzgerald has these words for you.
Seriously? I feel like there's no industry that's more obsessed with its own demise than publishing. But it's been like that since the printing press. I'm sure there were just monks that were like, well, what about our hand-painted letter books? Those were the only real books. This printing press stuff is trash.
The kids might read in a different way, but we still read. One of BuzzFeed Books' most popular listicles, 65 books you need to read in your 20s. For NPR News, I'm Angela Evansy.
I am now marking my page. Don't want a crease on my page. Don't...